This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hopping.
Late night last night.
What's the matter? What happened?
The ball game was good.
Yeah.
Well, it was, you know, I don't have a team in the race, but
I don't know. Weirdly, the Nationals have captured
everybody's imagination. Yeah, it's a trip. It's there they are at the. They're trying to close out the sweep the Cardinals, and I'm rooting for them. I don't even know why.
No, but, I was as soon as the sports came on this morning. I'm like, oh, I wonder if the Nationals won.
Yeah,
like I don't know why I care.
Christina goes, our old neighbor Katie's coming over. So, and I'm like, so get out of here. And she's like, well, I'm just letting you know, I'm having a guest over. So, because that, what that means is you're going to have to be a human and talk to people and not go right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, but I'm watching the.
Yeah. Could I just not be here when she gets here? Like be up in my room watching the show?
She was trying to tell me I can leave, but be ready. But I had paused the game and was behind.
Uh-oh.
So I couldn't just run upstairs because I would have gone to live.
Yeah.
So I just was like, all right, I'm going to have to see her. Dang it. Nice lady. I love her.
Sure,
but,
yeah.
But I don't want to be talking.
She's a bit of an interruptus in your game.
I don't want to be talking at 8:30 at night.
Yeah. No.
I'll get all keyed up and I'll never sleep.
Yeah.
Which is what
the
happened.
The hens are cackling.
Yeah, well, and they were. They. When my brother was here, he put lights up on the pergola. And
nice.
Someone loves to turn those on, put on the little gas.
Little fire.
Fire pit. And go out there and have a drink with a friend. Ooh, so that's
that sounds perfect.
It's
I know.
That I had earplugs in, though, when I finally climbed into bed because I could hear them.
Oh, as it's right outside your window.
Right outside.
Oh, boy.
You know the layout.
I do.
So,
it's nice to know the layout. I was so psyched to go see Vinny's house.
Right.
You know, you hear so much about it. You have it in your head what people's houses look like.
Right.
It's never, ever anywhere close to what you imagined.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not really. Yeah, I had a whole different layout in my head.
I really love the place. It's the best place I've ever lived. But apparently it's still not up to snuff.
Well, listen, she's just going to make it better and better.
Yeah, sure. Anyway, so...
She's your Sarah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's into that stuff.
Are you her John?
No. No, I'm not. I can only handle so much.
Yeah, he handles everything.
Right.
I'm more of the Vinny in my relationship, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So she does have... I have a Vinny and she has a Vinny and a Sarah.
Oh, man.
I do stuff, though.
No, I know. Totally.
I do my share. Yesterday, I was like, all right, kids, we're going for a hike. And the missus goes, oh, my God, that's great. Let's go. And then the neighbor boy latched on to our little...
Your trip.
Well, you know how that is.
I do.
I mean, I just want to be careful. Young man, how about you stay away from that ledge there?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's lucky you're not Sarah. I mean, God.
Oh, no kidding. No, I got him home safely, though, so all
good.
Was good.
Thank goodness.
Everything was turned out really nice. Nice hike. Everyone exercise.
Everyone was tired. Well, the baby was just kicking it on the front of you.
She wasn't walking.
She on the back or in the front?
She's on the front.
Yeah. She's getting heavy for the front.
Her legs are long, too. They're in my way.
Well, they're just about to reach those nads, too.
Oh, they're past that.
Oh, is that so?
Oh, God, yeah.
So,
no, that kid's huge.
You ever catch it in the...
No, her... Yes,
catch
I have.
It in the specials?
Her legs are like... in the way of my thighs as I'm going uphill.
You should get one of those backpacks. They can kind of stand in it.
I don't know that I want to get any deeper
baby gear.
Into the... Yeah, I mean,
you just
honestly.
Donate it to another family.
We're almost done with this
I know,
very soon.
Almost. Mm. Not for a while, though. You get a little
another
while.
Year. Another year.
Yeah. What is she? She's one and two months.
Yeah.
And then what? Do you put her in a stroller if you're taking a walk?
Yeah, or that won't happen.
Slow you down.
Yeah, that's not going to happen for after a certain point. That just won't happen.
Yeah.
So, oh well.
Well, and kid hikes are never really the hike you're imagining. You know, you're
not true exercise.
Well, it's just that there's so much stopping and squatting down to look at bugs and
oh
my god, this rock, right? You know,
well, it's like a dog. They stop everywhere.
Right.
Stop, exactly.
There's no just like, it's like, hey, we're trying to get a groove on here.
Yeah,
but no, I got to look at this one thing.
Yeah, those kids were like, where are we going? I'm like, you guys, we're hiking.
We're just going.
This is where we're going. What we're doing.
The journey is the reward.
Are we almost done?
Yeah. Let's turn around.
Yeah, we can go left here. Okay, we'll head down. Let's be done.
Where are we going? On a hike. The hike is the thing.
Home.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Home is the answer.
We're leaving home and we're coming back to home.
We're going
to
go home. Anyway, that was...
It still takes forever. That's nice, though. That's good. I miss those days.
Do you, though?
I do, in a way, you know? I mean...
You don't.
I do. I would do anything to go back to my kid being 4 years old.
I so desperately want to scream, you don't know how... You do know how it is, but I...
I know. It's, when you're in the thick
past,
of it.
You don't.
But for one day, I would go back. For one day. And then I'd be there, and then I'd go, oh, yeah, that's right, this sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to go back to the other way. But you never get to, you know, just... I remember coming home and just the kids throwing themselves in my arms and we roll around on the floor and there's tickles and there's none of that. It's like the dog that doesn't love you that much anymore. You know, it's...
That has to be the drug that keeps parents going back for more kids, right? Mm. Like the ones with the fifth, sixth kid. It's got to be like, you know what? I like staying in that zone where the kid needs me entirely. Yeah. It's got to be. What else could it be?
I don't know. I wanted to have a big family. I mean, there's a lot of reasons, but I agree with you. I miss those days. I miss laying on the couch with, you know, kids draped on me. I actually, you know, I didn't mind that stuff. At least I was sitting.
Well,
you know,
that's the good stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Right. The tantrums in Target, less good.
My kid, the youngest... isn't a cuddler, and if you can get 3 minutes where she sits still and lets you hold her, you just like either one of us will walk in the room and see the other frozen, and it's like, oh, you're getting a minute,
right?
It's that baby stuff. The whole reason you're going through this is that moment where that little being sits there and actually puts an arm around your arm or something, and you're like, oh my god, she's doing it. Look at
me! And you could send them through your mind. Come and look at this.
Everybody,
did you happen
being
to
being good?
When Michael was in here, Michael Franti, was he here Friday? Did you happen to notice the little hip thing that Sarah Lua has?
I did.
That thing is amazing. I think that would have just like saved my back when I was, you know, it's like it's a shelf basically that the kid sits on. So he's not, so that sits straight down on your hip and you don't have to cast a hip out to support the baby. God, you ever think about getting one of those?
No.
Add to your...
I got the little front pack. It works. And again, we're almost done with the...
Yeah. Boy.
It's only called, one more year. Tush Baby. Mm. There's also another one called Hippie Chick Hip Seat.
Yeah, it's genius.
Yeah, it's nice.
She's got like, and it has a pack on one side, so you can kind of reach easily into this pack, and then a seat for the kid on the other side. She was like, you know, a bandolero or whatever, you know, like just strapped across her, and she's, you know, locked and loaded. I'm like, look at you. You're like momming hard.
Let me ask you a question.
All right.
Do you think that she's going to have another one?
I bet they will.
You do?
I do.
Yeah, totally.
I bet they're going to have they might have a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really?
Michael is into that kid. Like, I'm sure he was into his other kids too, but I think he's at a place in his life where he seems to really be.
Well, I don't disagree with you. He's got a lot of love to give, but he also is working more than ever.
Yeah. Well, and he's about to do that country tour. I wonder if because he's gotten to a point in his life and he's had some relationships and they've, you know, I'm sure that part of why things went south is how busy this guy has been and struggling. And he's struggling less now. Like he's happening now. And I wonder, and they love each other so much. Like, him and Sarah are gross. The way they just, ugh.
Sweet.
It is sweet, but also like, ugh. They're just in love.
I think they carry a burden that most relationships don't, as they are sort of a symbol of love and staying human and all the, he's taken a lot on.
Yep. And that whole Do It for the Love Foundation, that is no joke. They do a ton with that. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. And they got to carry that.
Right.
That torch, where most of us can be like, yeah, not today.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and watch some, I'm going to watch Survivor tonight and go to bed and not think about stuff. No, they're fully engaged in all that stuff. It's really, it's actually quite admirable. I mean, it looks exhausting, but they're really, you know, they're just really cute. They're into each other. And I really think that they will, I bet they'll have two more. Mm. She's early 30s, isn't she?
I'm not sure. She
She's pretty young.
Like it. Yeah.
I bet they have, I think at least one more.
Interesting.
But I wouldn't be surprised if they have a few.
I would have bet
against
it. He needs
a girl. I think this is his third son, right?
Oh, I thought it was his second.
No, he's got Ade and a kid that's older than that.
Oh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is it?
Did you guys feel an earthquake yesterday during the day?
I didn't. So, what,
did
like
you?
12?
It zapped us. Yeah,
42,
totally. The Hollister one.
Something like that. Yeah.
It was big. Yeah. And I only felt it a little, but I figured, I thought it was...
Where were you?
I was at the beach.
Oh, just sitting or...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Would you have felt that in the water? You wouldn't have.
No.
Would you have felt a big one in the water or the water just sort of...
I don't know. I've never been in the water when it's happened. I'm not sure. It's highly unlikely, though.
Right.
I would think.
It seems like floating on water, you wouldn't feel it.
No, I wouldn't think. Especially there's enough turbulence out there that it could be...
Right, you're basically in an earthquake the whole time you're out there. So, just a quickie?
Just a jolt. It was, but I didn't feel the one before it because the 10 o'clock one, I was in bed or whatever.
You're probably just far enough that it wasn't enough to wake you up. And
right, but so I felt that one yesterday and was sort of like, oy, middle of the day.
I know, it's
picking up pace.
It's a scary time of the year. I mean, around this time when...
Yeah.
And especially, I think, the 30-year anniversary. Did you say it's tomorrow?
Yeah.
Loma Prieta.
October 17th. Well, meteorologists say that there is no such thing as earthquake weather.
And yet, it sort of feels like there is.
Well, I don't know, but I felt it, so.
Yeah. Well, listen.
And there's
a reminder
one in the
to
Central
be ready.
Valley, too, I think.
Yeah, and I thought Pleasant Hill even had another small one.
It did, like a 2.5
right.
or something.
They had, and that they had had a couple leading up to the one that was felt by everyone, and now they're just cascading off. Hopefully, it just relieves the pressure, and we get another 30 years of nothing.
Exactly right.
That'd be great.
Yeah,
but remember, and I think that between the PG&E stuff and these little earthquakes, get your S together. There's earthquake preparedness places. You can buy a pack. Maybe you don't want to put your whole pack together. I bought a $40 pack, and it's in my car.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
we were giving those out for a little while.
Yeah, I think we were talking about that.
We had like a, from Osh, we had a deal with them. We were giving them away.
That's those were like a whole backpack filled with and it's bagged water.
Bunch of
and
stuff, and it was about
calorie bars.
$100.
Yeah. No, those were good ones. Those were big.
Yeah.
But that's what you need. You just need like a little, and ladies need to stick their feminine products in there. And you never think about that when the earthquake's happening. Mm-hmm.
Medication, whatever.
Sure, whatever. Just, it's good to have a little go bag ready to go. And actually, because I come over the bridge every day, I'm always like, well, if the bridge, God forbid, if anything happened to the bridge, I want to have
a little
bit of comfort here, a little cash.
Yeah.
A way to get up somebody to boat me over there.
Mm-hmm. And first aid kit
is little,
always nice.
You never know what's going to happen.
Right.
So, preparedness.
A little tank of gas.
I don't have that.
You don't need it.
I don't have gas.
You're going to need electricity, though.
Well, that was one of my fears if the electricity
Let me ask you a question.
I guess I won't be able to drive my car.
Since you're bringing it up, if something mega went down, You would want us to just let you go and try and find your way home by yourself?
What would you do for me? What would you do?
Well, I would say to all of you, we should stay together and go somewhere together.
Really?
If we were all stuck here?
Yeah, like if it happened and we were here, I would think...
Well, then I would be like, okay, let's all go to my house then. Let's get out of here. I always feel like in the city there's going to be...
Zombies?
Chaos?
Yes, zombies. I think there's going to be chaos in cities. Yeah. I think a lot of people don't live there, so a lot of people are trying to get the F out. I think that there's opportunists who would come in and loot. Mm-hmm. And I think it could be really dangerous to stay in the city. Mm-hmm. I would want to be out of the city. So yeah. I would say you guys are certainly welcome to come help me find a boat to Jack down at the marina. You want to go? I mean, I'd try. I'd try to get home.
You
and
guys
that's our plan.
Places where you're going to meet your family in case you can't reach home or
we do
something.
There's because my son's over at Berkeley now, so but we know someone who's a Berkeley school teacher, so and they're good friends. Mm-hmm. This grown man and my son, and so his thing is if it's during school hours I'll immediately contact Riley, and we have extended
that's good
to try and either get him home or find him a safe place to stay. But yeah, it's I know it you should have a little family plan, especially if somebody commutes in to someplace far away. Like for you, I mean, Jesus.
It would be my chances.
It would be very difficult for you to get home, though.
I know, but I like my chances. I think that's probably foolish, but I'm...
As long as you don't run to the liquor store, which is what you threatened to do in the past.
No, that's
not. But there's an earthquake! Cigs and booze!
Oh, right.
I do miss my cigs. No, I feel like I try really hard. Mm-hmm. I'm not someone who would be like, well, I'm just going to lay here and wait for help. You know what I mean? It's not how I'm built. So.
Yeah. I'm afraid of this building, frankly. This building is, it's all like, I'm sure it's reinforced concrete, but it's all concrete and it's old.
Oh, it's fine.
Only three floors, though.
Anyway, we're talking about
five floors.
Oh,
that's right.
three floors. What are you talking about? We're under two floors of concrete. It's going to crash. This is an old bakery or something.
This is not the 32 we used to be on.
No doubt. That one, I used to have dreams about earthquakes in that one.
Oh, God, I know. And we would feel them there, too.
Yeah. I remember one time we were on with Jeremy Newbery, who he was a 49er at the time, and we're in the middle of a conversation. And the thing is, I think all those buildings are like on, you know, they've got like earthquake rollers or whatever, because that thing, not only would it be shaking during the earthquake, it would continue to kind of waver in the air.
Yeah.
And it was happening, and we're on the phone with him. Back in the olden days, we used to take phone calls because people had landlines and it sounded decent. And we're like, oh, we're having an earthquake. And we're all kind of holding onto the desk. I'm like, okay, it's over. All right, so anyway, Jeremy, this past Sunday at the game. Right, exactly. But I used to have dreams where it fell over and fell all the way over to Washington Square on the top. I don't know what church that is right there, but the big spires that are at Washington Square.
Yeah.
I used to dream that the whole building would fall over, it would fall, and the spires would be coming right at our windows.
Jeez.
Like, I know. It's horrible.
Isn't that where Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe got married?
Oh, maybe. I don't know, actually.
I can't think of the name of the church.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous church.
Yeah.
Right there in the green where everybody's doing their Tai Chi. I like it. Anyway, it's 6:03 and it's hump day. And I don't know why
we just scared the living snot out of you.
Don't be scared. You'll be fine. Just, you know, take a minute, get your stuff prepared and have a plan with your family. Just something to talk about over dinner. I'm always looking for topics for dinner.
Are you?
I am. I like to have something to, you know, like, oh, I'm going to bring that up at
dinner. Anything other than the Pats?
Oh, my God. Last night, I go to eat dinner over at my brother and his sister's house.
Oh, your
sister-in-law's house. Our Tuesday
annual pilgrimage.
Our weekly thing. So we host dinners on Sundays, and they host dinners on Tuesday. So we went over there, and they made these, like, kebabs and stuff. It was good food. But as soon as we all sat down...
Beef.
It was beef.
So you had beef. So you're just back to beef.
I guess so.
All right.
You know, she offered me a veggie burger, and I went, no, look at that beef. I'm going to have that.
All right.
So
you made it a week?
Yeah, I made it like a week.
All right.
You know, but the thing was, after I reread the article, I was like, I'm not helping anyone. I'm just hurting myself. Beef is good. Oh, my God. I have a story, though, about this new show. There's this new show in England where they make you live with an animal that you like to eat. And after 3 weeks, you have to either eat the animal or become a vegetarian.
I'd become a vegetarian.
You probably would.
I would easily do that.
Yeah. Like you love the little lamby.
Right.
That you're, that
well,
you're
I don't
with.
Even eat lamb, so that would
I don't
be
know
easy
if there must
quit.
Be some ultimate prize or something if you don't. You know what I mean? Like,
what are you talking about?
You...
People will go on TV for any reason.
So you think it's just like the challenge? Either, I feel like they're looking to become vegetarians already. Like for me, I'd be like, I'm not doing that. I don't want to like the animal I eat.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You're the one telling me. You tell me what the
yeah. I'm gonna have to
deal with the
read
show
and see
is.
If I just read the headline and went, oh, that's interesting.
It's not
gross.
Yeah, it is gross.
Yeah, it's anyway. Called Meet the
No.
Meet the family.
M-E-A-T.
Meet the family. Meet the chickens
awful.
You're eating.
No thanks.
Oh my God, they're so friendly. Yeah. It's good. Wait, what were we just talking about? Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's Wednesday.
You're eating beef.
Oh yeah, I'm eating beef. Oh yeah, so right. So we're sitting at dinner and immediately like the food gets served and we're all so happy to be there. And John and John start talking about the Pats. And
oh,
me and
the
Debbie,
Pats, right.
Me and Debbie look at each other. I'm like, this is it. We can either... pay attention to that, or we can just talk about sewing. So that's what we did. We talked about sewing.
So she really likes sewing now.
Yeah, yeah. We have a good time. Well, she cuts fabric and she, you know.
But yeah, but she's not the seamstress. You are.
No, she's not. But she's the business manager and she cuts fabric and she does minor stuff. It's awesome.
All right.
Yeah, so we talked about that. It was so exciting. So glad I remembered what I was talking about. All right, KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.